Not every singer can boast of having had a number one hit and a Grammy, but Sean Colvin can. The singer-songwriter has made a name for herself both here in Austin and all over the world, where she's been entertaining audiences for over 40 years. For Colvin, it all started with the songwriter she grew up listening to.
Paul Simon, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, huge influence. I liked the sound and the style. I gravitated towards it, maybe because I instinctively knew that was something I'd be good at.
Colvin moved to Austin in the 70s, fell in with the songwriter crowd, and also spent time fronting a number of bands. A move to New York in the 80s inspired the singer to go it alone, a time she remembers as being tough but defining.
You had to be willing to go do a circuit in Boston, D.C., Pennsylvania, and it was more expenses, obviously, and less money. That was a big deal for me, willing to get on the bus by myself.
Soon, Sean Colvin found mainstream success. Her 1991 debut album, Steady On, won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. Then, in 1998, Sonny Came Home spent 4 weeks at the number one spot on the charts, earning Colvin another 2 Grammy wins, plus a memorable performance at the awards ceremony itself.
Sonny came home to her favorite room. Sonny sat down in the kitchen.
It was a slow build, but that was a perfect way to get a career. I mean, I still have one, which I'm very grateful for.
A published author, a triathlete, and a 3-time Grammy winner. Those are a few reasons why Sean Colvin is an Austin ace. For KUTX, I'm Jody Denberg.
South by Southwest coverage is supported by Finish at UT.org. Tailored for your success.